Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Jim Crisula. Outrage over George Floyd's death in Minneapolis has sparked activism to pull down or remove monuments in the U.S. and around the world. The move to remove Confederate statues has intensified with the effort extended to statues of slave traders, imperialists, and explorers globally. Protests over the monuments and acts of vandalism have taken place in dozens of cities. In the South, though, many view Confederate statues as part of their heritage, and there's resentment over their removal. There was a similar focus on such divisive monuments after the Charleston, South Carolina church shooting 5 years ago next Wednesday. Jim Crisula, CBS News.